WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. Harry Belafonte, the singer and actor who may have been best known for his civil rights activism, has died. Belafonte once bailed Dr. Martin Luther King out of a Birmingham jail, and he helped organize the March on Washington. Harry Belafonte was 96. President Biden announcing in a video message today that he'll be running for re-election. Michael LaRosa is a former Biden administration official.
I don't think there was ever really a question, at least when I was there. There was never a question that he was running for re-election. You don't really run for president for 4 years. When you sign up, the cake is kind of baked. You run for eight.
Consumer confidence dipped in April as anxiety over a slowing economy and possible recession weighed on American households. The Conference Board reporting its consumer confidence index fell in April from March. First Republic stock plunged in early trading today after the bank revealed that its depositors withdrew more than $70 billion during last month's crisis. This is ABC News. It's the end of the line for a popular EV.
The Chevy Bolt hatchback, as well as its crossover Bolt EUV sibling, will cease production at the end of this year, General Motors confirms to ABC News. The Bolt starts just under $27,000 before federal and state electric vehicle incentives, making it the cheapest way to get into a new EV. The car was the subject of a recall 2 years ago over defects in its LG-developed battery, but it's been popular lately. It was the best-selling non-Tesla EV in the back half of 2022. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
General Motors also announcing a new deal to build more batteries for electric vehicles. GM and Samsung teaming up on a $3 billion plant that will be located within the U.S. And a Japanese company today trying to become the first private business to put a lander on the moon. It's carrying a robot made in Japan and a mini rover from the United Arab Emirates. The spacecraft carrying them was put into orbit about a month ago. Alexis Christophorus, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Mississippi River is rising in La Crosse. It's over 15.5 feet, and forecasters expect it to get over 16 feet by Thursday. At least three city parks are closed. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans are trying again today to require people on Badger Care Plus to renew their status with the state every 6 months instead of automatically re-enrolling. In sports, the Packers and Jets have a trade agreement for Aaron Rodgers. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst says they had to get it done before the NFL draft.
We've been working on this for a while, and to get beyond the draft, I think would have been tough for both teams.
The two teams are swapping first-round picks and making other conditional moves. Also, the Bucks face playoff elimination after last night's loss to Miami. The Brewers fell to Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman. And the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Are you Team Biden? Are you Team Trump? Or are you Team fill in the blank? Because as of right now, as of officially this morning, it's looking like Biden v. Trump. But that's not to say there's not other people running. It's still a long time from now.
It is.
But Biden officially, after months of not dragging his feet, because I think it was inevitable, but, you know, there's been a lot of buildup and anticipation. The day is finally upon us. President Biden has announced his run for his second term in 2024 by releasing a 3-minute video this morning. And I want to just hear your thoughts. Are you excited about this? Or is it the default candidate for you? Are you anyone but? 844-967-2789. Jane Matinere, how are you feeling about it this morning?
Well, like you said, I feel it was inevitable. And I just don't feel that there's any other Democrat right now who's going to try and primary him. This Robert Kennedy, I know.
There are two.
I know.
There are two.
But Robert Kennedy Jr. is cuckoo.
So fun story about Robert Kennedy Jr. and my family. So yesterday, I don't know if you saw that he tweeted it out. So all of the, you know, there's all this speculation on Tucker Carlson and what was the last straw. And like, is it more about this lawsuit from Abby Grossberg or the Dominion case or all of it? And so my brother sends me one of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s tweets yesterday, who he's convinced it's because Tucker Carlson had him on his show and they were talking about the vaccine. So Big Pharma got in Fox's ear. And it's because of Robert Kennedy Jr. that Tucker Carlson got canned.
Gosh, it's got to be kind of nice, I guess, to believe that much in your own self-importance.
Right? What is it like? What is it like just to think that everything revolves around you?
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, but then there's also obviously Marianne Williamson.
And oh, then, I forgot about her.
You know, she's out there with her
crystals.
Life coachiness. Yeah. And the truth that's so funny, I actually think Marianne Williamson's probably a lovely person to have dinner with and is probably a warm, wonderful, good-hearted person. I just don't think she should be president.
I find that I cannot disagree with you.
Right?
Yeah.
And then obviously for Republicans, people who have announced so far are Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy. Did I pronounce that correctly?
That sounds correct, yes.
And Asa Hutchinson. Asa, who's, you know, if we're talking about old, is almost as old as Trump and Biden. He would be 74 on inauguration day.
No spring chicken still, either.
And then still waiting for DeSantis, Pence, Scott. I don't think any other Democrats. I've heard rumblings as far as Joe Manchin.
He's not a he's not a Democrat.
He's not a Democrat. I don't know. Do you think anyone would run as an independent?
I don't. I really don't.
I mean, there's all this like no labels party stuff happening. So I think it feels like my point is it feels very much in this moment at this snapshot, Trump versus Biden, which I don't think anyone is necessarily excited about. Well, that's not true. There's probably some people who are very excited about Trump and some people who are probably very excited about Biden. But I think the masses, it's been polled again and again and again that we would like someone younger. We don't necessarily want a repeat of 2020. But I guess if this is the hand that we're going to be dealt, where do you fall as of today? 844-967-2789.
Dexter from the 262 says, I am Team Bernie, but if I have to choose between Trump and Biden, it'll be Biden every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Yeah, God, I didn't even think about Bernie.
Bernie's not going to run again.
Bernie won't run. Bernie won't primary Biden.
I don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening either. But it's such a funny thing as far as how this goes with the primaries, where you just, and it goes back to that metaphor as far as candidates, no matter how small and local or even the president, if you think about them as a bus versus an Uber ride. So basically, you know, they're a bus that gets you closer to where you want to go, not necessarily exactly to the destination you're trying to get to like an Uber ride would, but, you know, in light of it not being your perfect candidate who you agree with on everything. And their past is squeaky clean and nothing that makes you go, ugh, there's just, those candidates don't exist. And so I've always loved that metaphor as candidates are a bus. They are not a taxi.
That's a really good point, though. It is. And of course, we would all like everything that we all want. And that just isn't the way that it happens when you live in a country with 330 million people.
I don't think it happens in a country where you have 4 million people.
Yeah, right?
Like, I'm not sure Luxembourg, necessarily everyone who lives there just agrees on everything.
They all talk every night when they vacuum the country. It's very small.
Very small. And also, they're just rolling all the money that they have there, and it's perfect. So how are you feeling this morning with Biden's announcement? 844-967-2789. We do have some of the audio from the video he released. A lot of it's visual, but we're going to play some of the parts that actually have some of the message I think you can probably count on for what he's going to be focusing his platform on.
Freedom, personal freedom, is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred.
That's been the work of my first term, to fight for our democracy.
This shouldn't be a red or blue issue.
To protect our rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally and that everyone is given a fair shot at making it. But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms, cutting Social Security that you've paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy, dictating what healthcare decisions women can make, banning books, and telling people who they can love, all while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote.
And it started off with the music at the very beginning. There was footage of the January 6th attack at the Capitol. Mm-hmm. That's what he kicked off with.
And I think the couple quotes that stand out to me is the question we are facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. and saying that freedom, personal freedom, is fundamental to who we are as American. There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred. And how interesting is it that, and I agree with that, right? Like, I think so much of the cultural attacks on whether it's race or women's rights or LGBTQ that feel like rights are being taken away in the name of morality and a specific religion's morality and who gets to decide that for everyone else. But it's so in the face of the part, you know, in the party of freedom. And I also just lament that this is where we're at, that both parties, and you can probably bicker over who started it. And it's not that it's new,
no,
right?
It's
divide
not.
And conquer. Divide and conquer has been a tactic always, right? In order to divide us instead of rising up and having a class war, right? But in reality, so much of this is not new. But it's interesting because I was at a birthday party on Saturday night, and I was talking to a mutual friend of our friend, and he's a Republican conservative, and we don't ever see each other. It's really interesting to have conversations.
I bet.
And I think about it also when we have CJ on, and on Friday we're going to have one of the people from IRG that focuses on school reform, and so he's obviously going to have probably a more conservative view policy on school reform for K-12 and stuff like that. So it's like how unfortunate it is that we can't debate on policy and instead are debating on people's right to exist and live the life that they want to live. Yeah. And I think it's interesting that Biden is putting that so front center in his first announcement of, we will defend everything that you feel like is under attack right now, and putting culture and personal freedoms right at the forefront. It's not fiscal policy. It's not foreign policy. It's not, I guess a little Social Security was in there, but very much what some of us, I think, that pay attention to some of the stuff that's happening in Florida and Texas and some of these states where it feels just egregious what's been passing on state level, at the state level in some of these states that, you know, would be mirrored federally if they had the votes and they had the presidency. So, I mean, like, as far as I, you know, I don't think it's probably a big surprise. I'm not necessarily out there being like beating the Biden drum and I can't wait to go campaign for him. But if he's a candidate and Trump's the candidate, there's no way in hell I'm voting for Trump.
And don't you think too, that this is just indicative of how successful these issues were in getting the youth vote out, especially this past spring and especially here in Wisconsin. And you know that these campaigns have to be looking at that and going, well, that seems like a winner.
Like, what are we going to do? Oh, well, oh, yeah.
To get them out.
The Democratic side.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
To get them out.
Well, yeah. And I think I was listening on Todd Elbow's show before they ended and we kicked off. There's new data or new poll out as far as for left-leaning Democrats, depending on their age, how hopeful they feel about the future. And I don't think they polled you, though, because I know that you're one of the most cynical people I know. But people in your age range, James.
Oh, they're optimists?
Still pretty hopeful.
Oh, that's
but
good.
People, younger Democrats, not as hopeful. But, you know, running on some of this other stuff that people are the most worried about, probably not a bad strategy. But what say you? 844-967-2789. How are you feeling about what is shaping, what is looking like it's going to be the 2020 redo of Biden versus Trump? 844-967-2789. We'll be back in just a moment.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sun. Highs around 48, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 28. Daytime highs approaching 51. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies and quiet. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
aradio.com.
R.I.P. Harry Belafonte, but, you know, I guess he was old, and I think he died. It sounds like he died very peacefully.
He was 96.
96. 96. Not a bad run.
No, that's a great run. He was a wonderful entertainer, a wonderful activist, just seems like a pretty wonderful human being.
Yeah, and certainly I think it's, you know, that song is so famous. Thank you, Beetlejuice. But his activism is really, I think you, the average person, maybe not as familiar with as far as what he did through music also.
Oh yeah.
To push forward civil rights, black rights. And also, I mean, he was involved in activism up until he died. I know when I was kind of volunteering with Women's March back in 2018. One of the main leaders from that was really involved in an organization he started. And as far as like the rhythm, and they were, you know, they'd always reference the rhythm of the music and how the justice is tied into music and everything like that. And so I was sad to hear that this morning, but 96 is nothing to sneeze at.
Rest in peace, Harry Belafonte. 844-967-2789. We're taking your calls and or your texts. President Biden announcing this morning that he is going to be running for a second term. So how are you feeling about that? Are you excited? Are you like, oi? 844-967-2789. 262, my big takeaway is that we need someone under 65 years old to run. Ah, Jane, what are you doing for the next 4 years? You know, a listener asked me about running for politics many, many years ago. And my response has always been the same, although I don't know that it's applicable anymore. But my response was always, I have so many skeletons in my closet that I had to put in bunk beds. But it doesn't seem like anything in anyone's past anymore has any bearing on whether or not they're electable. There used to be things that you could shame people for. And I don't know that those exist anymore.
Do you think they don't exist for men or for everybody?
That is a very good point, Kristen Bry.
Because have we seen any women run who have questionable pasts as far as did they bend the rules? Did they break the law? Did they do any of the things that Jane did in her 20s and 30s and maybe even 40s and survive an election? Because I just still think
There's a double standard.
It's rough. It's rough to be. Everything I've heard is just, it's rough to be a woman in politics. I think it seems harder in the GOP. And I think my evidence of that is just look at the discrepancy of leaders in each party as far as how many are women versus men. As we've said, there are more men named Mike heading committees in Congress than there are women. And in the roundup in Wisconsin of what happened after the spring election, there were more men quoted in that article named Mark than there were women. And so I would say one party feels a little bit harder than the other as far as rising up the ranks. But I think it's hard no matter what.
Absolutely.
As far as what standard you're held to. And the compromise between being likable but being tough. You're tough, but you're also likable.
Well, thank you. On some days, I try. 844-967-2789 from the 414. While I may prefer a younger Democrat in the White House, I can live with Biden. And another text, this one from the 715. I really wish we had a stronger Democratic candidate. Many say age is not a factor, but let's be honest, it is. I think his candidacy weakens the Democrats and gives Trump a boost and another fighting chance, sadly.
And is that, I mean, it's funny because Trump's only 4 years younger than him. So I don't know. It's not like we're getting some spring chicken on the Republican side that has a lot more energy than or better health than Trump, if it ends up being Trump.
Well, seriously, put those two men side to side. Joe Biden still rides a bicycle regularly. Donald Trump rides a golf cart. I mean, there is no comparison, at least as far as I don't think, as to their physical fitness.
Yeah, well, it's that, but it's just I think it's a bad argument. As so long as Trump is the opponent, I don't think it's like, all right, there's a 4 year difference that at that point becomes negligible, right? It's like the dating gap. It's like the older you get, the less that age gap actually matters, right?
Well, and as you said, Asa Hutchinson, who's tossed his hat in the ring, he's not a young man.
No. And so I think there's that. But the only thing that on its face, and who knows how much this will change, we're still very, you know, you think about this at this point, the Republican this early in 2015, even 2015, when it was a super crowded field for Republicans. No one took Trump seriously. And then even at this point in the Democratic, in 2019, the Democratic primary, Biden was like middle of the pack, right? As far as, you know, the 25 people that were running at one point, I'm not sure it was a no-brainer that Biden was going to be the guy. And it, like, as of right now, all polling shows Trump is the front runner by a lot.
Yep.
Ron DeSantis isn't really close to him though, as far as polling goes.
No, I know.
And so, you said poor Ron DeSantis.
I said poor Ron, yes.
I thought you said or
No.
Ron DeSantis. I was like, I don't know. He's got a lot of work to do.
Popo Ron.
But yeah, so I mean, this will certainly not be the last time that we talk about it, probably even this week. But for now, Biden is running officially. We'll see where the campaign goes and we'll see if he debates his primary contenders. I don't think that will happen, but you never know. All right, when we come back, a little late to the game, but we're going to talk about that abortion pills for now are safe. And Ron Johnson has thoughts on a referendum and thinks he knows where the public stands on this issue. So we will talk about that when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Shake, shake, shake,
Sinora. This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. Harry Belafonte, the singer and actor who may have been best known for his civil rights activism, has died. Belafonte once bailed Dr. Martin Luther King out of a Birmingham jail, and he helped organize the March on Washington. Harry Belafonte was 96. President Biden announcing in a video message today that he'll be running for re-election. Michael LaRosa is a former Biden administration official.
I don't think there was ever really a question, at least when I was there. There was never a question that he was running for re-election. You don't really run for president for 4 years. When you sign up, the cake is kind of baked. You run for eight.
Consumer confidence dipped in April as anxiety over a slowing economy and possible recession weighed on American households. The Conference Board reporting its consumer confidence index fell in April from March. First Republic stock plunged in early trading today after the bank revealed that its depositors withdrew more than $70 billion during last month's crisis. This is ABC News.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants a statewide referendum on abortion, telling the Milwaukee Press Club, quote, "I have a hard time believing people would allow abortion past about 12 weeks," unquote. But he did not say how he would vote. Before Roe was overturned, women in Wisconsin could seek abortions up to 20 weeks. However, Wisconsin voters can't change state law by referendum. Instead, a constitutional amendment would have to be created and pass the GOP-controlled legislature two consecutive sessions before voters could even weigh in. With student enrollment down, school districts in Racine, Wausau, Superior, and La Crosse are among those with plans to either close or combined schools. The Wisconsin Policy Forum reporting the 2020-2021 school year was the seventh in a row that public school enrollment was down in Wisconsin. I'm Jay Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The whole world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill.
All these years. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And this is, I guess, kind of old news now. But things, yesterday was a lot of news.
Yeah.
And so we couldn't cover it yesterday. And we were already off the air on Friday when this happened. But for now, not in Wisconsin, but in other blue states where abortion is still available, or even if there are limitations on what week a ban starts, for now, mifepristone is available.
Yes.
Because in its first major ruling on abortion since overturning Roe v. Wade, last Friday, the Supreme Court handed down a 7-2 decision allowing mifepristone to remain widely available while the legal battle over the two decades old approval from the FDA rages on. So apparently they did something sane for for once, or not for once, but, you know, as of recently.
Yep.
And they blocked the nonsense restrictions that lower courts wanted to impose on the pill while the case proceeds. But to be clear, like, they could have dismissed the case entirely.
Yeah, but they didn't do that.
But they did not do that.
No.
Alito and Thomas wrote they would have let the restrictions take effect. And Alito argued that there was no, quote, threat of any real harm if access to the abortion pill was restricted while the case proceeded.
That does not seem accurate.
Does not seem accurate, considering the amount of people who use that drug for other things besides an abortion.
Like miscarriages.
For miscarriages.
Yes.
And yes. And so just a reminder that Alito is also the judge who said 10 months ago, when he wrote his opinion overturning Roe v. Wade, that abortion should be an issue for states to decide, which clearly turned out to be false and disingenuous.
And can I point to one other thing about our fine Justice Alito? That in his opinion in overturning Roe, he cites Sir Matthew Hale, a jurist from the 17th century who believed that husbands can't be prosecuted for raping their wives, who sentenced women to death as witches, and whose misogyny stood out even for his own time in the 1600s. And it just makes me think, and I was listening to Devil's Advocates yesterday, and it was Dom and Maggie Dawn, and he just doesn't like women.
He just doesn't like women.
Sam Alito just doesn't like us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty simple, straightforward thought for me. But
and also, they had a caller who was talking about going back to the good old days. For me, when I look at Justice Alito, the good old days were the 16th century. That's when life was kicking, man.
And what was the caller referencing to be the good old days?
Well, they couldn't get him to specify because, was it Loving versus Virginia was in 1967? I mean, where interracial couples were allowed to marry. So this isn't that long ago. And
no,
and,
I mean,
women couldn't.
Think about in your lifetime, when could you finally get a credit card without having your husband's approval?
Well, I was able to do that. My sisters who were 10 years older couldn't.
Yeah.
And right. There were all kinds of things that are relatively recent developments.
Yes. It's within your lifetime, my mother's lifetime, but certainly a lot of my mom's best friends are 10 years older than her. Like, I think people forget how far we've come as far as when you divorce, your ability to keep your children, like no fault divorce. It used to be illegal to rape and beat your wife. Like, there's so much that we've, and so this just goes back to what are the good old days, and when Make America Great Again is your slogan, for whom?
Yeah, and where do you want to go back to?
Yes. And so it's just, you know, Friday's ruling, while it's fine for now, it doesn't mean that abortion pills are safe in the long run. It's only that the challenge didn't work this time.
Right.
So activists are certainly, I mean, there's no sign that they are getting the political message that this is wildly unpopular politically, and that they're going to keep throwing spaghetti at the wall until they find something that sticks. And, you know, this very case, because they didn't dismiss it, could end up back at the Supreme Court. And so, like, there's a chance, like, I would say likely because of politics, SCOTUS won't take up this case until October 2024. And we'll dodge this being part of the presidential campaign, because obviously if they were to rule on this in the way that probably the majority would want to rule, it would be a disaster for the 2024 presidential election.
Right.
But for now,
it's still available.
It's available.
Right.
It is still available. But our senior senator has some thoughts on where he feels like we should be, or where he is at in the abortion discussion. Because yesterday, there was a hour-long Milwaukee Press Club event Monday afternoon where he took people's questions. And one of the top, topics, I think, coming out of that was that he is urging Republicans to take the lead on the issue of abortion and has once again pushed for a referendum to decide the legality of the procedure in Wisconsin. Reminder that for a referendum, a binding referendum to be on, to go to a vote to voters, it has to pass during two successive sessions. So basically, they would have to pass it. The legislature would have to pass it this session, which isn't going to happen.
No.
And then they'd have to pass it again in the next session, and then it could go on the ballot. So it really feels like an option that, while in theory may sound great, but is not very fast, to say the least.
This could take forever. And I think that's one thing that I find really distressing about this is there is so little incentive for these Republican politicians and predominantly male Republican politicians to do anything that is going to help women who are facing really difficult, painful choices. It's infuriating. It's just like, yeah, we'll get around to it. You know, in the meantime, if you have to go out of state, you know, in the meantime, if you get septic, well, it's just part of life. I guess you just have to deal with it, ladies.
Just got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
Toughen up.
Toughen up. Exactly.
Toughen up. But I think the thing that stuck out to me, so despite again and again and again, all of the polling, all of the votes, like whether it's other ballot initiatives in other states, whether it was the midterms, whether it was, I mean, I guess he did get reelected, so maybe that's where his brain is. But for the most part, I think it's becoming common knowledge that the majority is not with the anti-abortion folks. And yet he thinks it's just crazy to think that people are going to vote for this.